Chapter 8. Special Agent Isaac Walden swiveled his chair so that he could look past June and the others to keep an eye on Lucy. So typical, the stubborn way she limped around her office, checking her plants before finally allowing herself the comfort of sitting down. Lucy never took the easy way out, whether it was standing up for a victim, chasing a target, or acknowledging that her body needed more time to heal. In so many of their cases, time was the enemy, and Lucy refused to surrender. Should he tell her that time was also running out for Seth? No, not his secret to share. He glanced at the former prosecutor. Close examination revealed the ravages of the fight he was losing. Thinning hair, sagging, sallow skin, an unhealthy yellow-green pallor. According to the doctors, Seth should have been dead and buried weeks ago, but the man was as stubborn as Lucy, refusing to slow down until he was certain that June and her unborn child were provided for. Family first, that was what was keeping Seth alive. A sigh rippled through him as he watched Seth soothe June's hair, steadying her with his hand on her shoulder. She covered his hand with her own, an unconscious gesture of intimacy that reminded Walden of his own wife. 5 years this Thanksgiving he'd lost her, but not a day went by that he didn't feel her presence with him. Her voice chiding or coaxing him on dark days when all he wanted was to stay in bed. The glint of her smile in every pretty girl he passed. The ghost of her warm touch when he returned home at the end of the day, as if his apartment weren't cold and empty. "We need a money trail," Walden mused. June and Seth glanced over at him. Taylor's rapid-fire typing didn't falter. The kid was annoying that way, able to multitask and handle several lines of thought simultaneously. "Good thought," Taylor said. "I already applied for a warrant for the ad. Even on backlist, ads have to be paid for." Funny that. The guy could have posted on a dozen darknet forums anonymously and for free. If all he wanted was to stake a claim, declare his attentions to his fellow pedophiles, why go public?
"He wanted our attention," Seth said.
"He wanted your attention," Walden corrected. "You've been chasing this daddy creep for years. Maybe you're getting close."
Seth shook his head mournfully.
"Not that I know of. But we did submit filings for a new batch of civil suits right before June went in for that ultrasound. Maybe he's connected to one of those cases." "You're suing men who've already been convicted of possessing the baby girl images, so I doubt it. The investigators would have already combed through their lives."
"Maybe he's worried one of those men could lead us back to him," June asked. "Maybe that's your money trail, who they bought the images from."
Walden beamed at her. She'd come so very far from the girl he'd met 4 years ago. That girl would have never spoken up when surrounded by three men. She would have sat quietly, waiting for their instructions.
"Good thought," he said, although he was certain the original investigations covered it.
Although, they didn't have his secret weapon. Taylor and his team of cyber sleuths.
"Seth, can you forward me the criminal case numbers? We'll start combing through the evidence, see if anything was missed."
"That's going to take time." "My guys are pretty fast," Taylor said, not boasting, simply stating a fact. "And now that I have the hospital database hack, they can eliminate potential subjects who don't have the skill set necessary."
"Wait, you already figured out how he broke into the hospital records?" Seth asked.
Taylor leaned back, finally giving his keyboard a rest.
"Well, yeah, you said time was of the essence."
"Kid, you're a genius," Walden proclaimed.
From the maze of cubicles, the other cybertechs laughed, several launching Nerf bullets and arrows at Taylor, who ducked and grinned.
"How about I treat you to lunch?"
Seth frowned at that, glancing at Oshiro, who was working the phone at the desk opposite. The U.S. Marshal radiated the same intense energy as Lucy, not sitting as he spoke, instead doing a two-step shuffle,
pacing the narrow space behind the desk chair.
You didn't tell anyone you were leaving D.C.
Walden understood why Seth was so overprotective of June, but with Oshiro on the job, she was in good hands.
No one knows you're here.
I know, but... June's stomach growled, interrupting whatever worry Seth was about to voice. They all glanced at her, Walden chuckling, and Seth with an indulgent grin.
Guess the kids made her position clear, Walden said.
Oshiro hung up and turned to them. I've set up a bunch of dummy purchases in the D.C. area in case anyone's following your credit cards and booked you into a vacant grad student apartment here. Last place anyone would look for a pregnant woman and a former U.S. attorney.
How would you find a vacant student apartment in the middle of the semester?
Taylor asked.
Didn't. Called a friend's kid and offered him a free week in a 4-star hotel with all the room service and pay-per-view he could want. He's dropping off his keys in an hour. Said to excuse the mess, and you might want to wash the sheets.
Walden stood, clapping his hands together.
Lunch? I'm treating. Hofbrau House?
Maybe this detail wouldn't be as difficult as he'd thought. Between Oshiro handling protection and Taylor's geeks tracking their subject, he and Lucy might have little to do except file the paperwork. If this was going to be the last safe case, not a bad way to go, especially after they nailed Daddy once and for all.